Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's our midweek edition, Wednesday, October 23rd. I am Bill Buckmaster. On the other side of the glass, the ace producer, Rosemary Brand. Rose, we couldn't do it without you. The Buckmaster Show is live each weekday from noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice during the noon hour on what we call kind of Tucson's town hall, town square. I like it. Midday town square. Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll is with me in studio, 30 minutes past the hour. Do you eat breakfast? Well, you should, especially if you want to lose weight. We'll talk with Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter, will be with me. If you have a comment or question for Mr. Carroll right off the bat, 790-2040 on the Buckmaster Show live line, and we invite you to become a friend of the Buckmaster Show. Just go to Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. Happy birthday to Ray Carroll, who celebrated his birthday yesterday with a gift of a puppy. That's very nice. I saw the picture of the puppy on Facebook, and I really like the look.
Yeah, he's a schnauzer. He's 3 years old. He was rescued from Silver Bell, Pima Animal Care Center. This is National Adopt-a-Shelter Pet Month, Bill, and I felt it would be a great way to celebrate the birthday as well as to liberate another animal from Pima Animal Care. We have so many stray and unwanted and abandoned animals in this town that it's just a crying shame. But I encourage everybody, the month is still young. You've got 9 days to get out there and adopt an animal from Pima Animal Care Center. You'll be happy, and after a while, you'll wonder who rescued who.
Yeah, and it's the Pima Animal Care Center. They've really made great progress in the adoption rate, fewer animals being put down, but more needs to be done.
Absolutely, more needs to be done, and I think the other jurisdictions, Bill, should do a little more too. And if I wasn't spending and keeping up with the pace as we have been, and really I've tried to show some leadership on the issue from the day I became a Pima County board member. But, you know, if I wasn't putting the pressure on the county administration to do more for the Animal Care Center, then I wouldn't be able to encourage other jurisdictions to at least step up a little more as well. The demand for services in the unmet need at PAC, Pima Animal Care Center, require more and a multifaceted solution. And so I'm hoping that the other jurisdictions, they're reluctant to join our effort, but I hope we don't have to find a way to pass through some of the additional costs on them. But there are long-term costs, wear and tear of a facility that should be borne by the City of Tucson, Sarita, all the jurisdictions, Vail, possibly if it incorporates, as well as South Tucson, who just paid their jail bill. We just settled with them on that. And Oro Valley and Marana. So we euthanize over 10,000 animals a year, Bill.
Wow, way too many.
That's too many. Mm. And we need to find a way to do mandatory spay and neuter.
Yes.
Not just when the dogs come in stray, but when they're in the community. It should just be a given that it's a chicken and an egg theory, and the worst fact is that people are irresponsible, and sometimes you do need to get them. If their dogs are stray, we do take the opportunity to spay and neuter them, but we do need to change the culture in Pima County, because all these intact animals are just a multiplier effect for our finances.
Ray Carroll is with us, 790-2040, Pima County Supervisor, Republican District Number 4, and the knock so many times on Pima County is that not enough is being done for business. What do you say to that?
Well, Bill, obviously we have a small business commission that's proven that statement very wrong in the last weeks. There's a new county loan pool to help small businesses prosper. It was developed, Pima Prosperity Fund by the Pima County Small Business Commission. And you can get a loan from $5,000 to $150,000. Many of the group's members, including their chairman, Ken Goodman, have been working on this concept for 2 years. The small business's vice chairman happens to be an employee of District 4, and with his expertise in economic development, he'd worked in Virginia, Illinois, and New York, we came up with this ability to create jobs and to provide much-needed capital for small business. So I'm thinking in the end, there's $2.5 million going to be made available by different banks and credit unions.
Is there a catch to this at all?
No, the paperwork is simple and easier to work with than the Small Business Development Fund. And I think in the end it's going to be a local fund which with local decision makers. There will be a 5-member corporation board, and that's going to be able to help people design the terms and the number of dollars that they're going to need to help their business hire more people. And that's what it's all about, is getting more people into the jobs.
Ray, I was going to ask you about the company Accelerate. There was a big to-do about when the announcement when they were coming to Tucson from, I believe they moved from Denver.
Yes, it was from Denver, and the
high-tech biotech company.
The tenant called Accelerate Diagnostics is a tenant down in our Pima County Health Building. Sometimes with bond monies, Bill, you're going to build a facility, especially when the time was right in the market to get the best bang for our buck from contractors, with extra space that you're allowed yourself now to grow into later. But instead of leaving that just a shell space, we were approached by a company that needed some very big wet labs. They were going to do some biomedical and some expediting of health process. And they've exceeded my expectations, Bill. They've come up with another expansion. They're going to have another 65 employees. I think the average pay is $100,000. And they're right there at the Abrams facility. The Abrams Public Health Facility is now going to have a tenant from the private sector. It's one of those public-private sector coalitions that really make, I think, the economy attractive for other small businesses, especially in the biomedical field. When they hear the story of how Pima County lent a hand, it was a real success, and I'm very happy that they're expanding. And like I said, bringing jobs to Pima County is important.
Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll is with us. Several callers, several listeners of the Buckmaster Show would like to make a comment or ask a question to Mr. Carroll. Matthew, go ahead. You are up first.
Yes. Thank you, Supervisor Carroll. I concur with what you said about the cities and towns, because I think the city of Tucson missed an opportunity to add some money to their spay and neuter program recently. So that was a missed opportunity, because it's a short-term, long-term gain. Real quickly, can you address, I know you guys are working hard on the issue, the roads between Cole to Valencia, to the airport, it's sort of a transit route. Do you see the RTA moving, especially on the Valencia Road, and those roads that go to the airport?
Yeah, let me tell you what happened there.
Thank you.
That's right now tied up in a lawsuit, believe it or not. It's kind of a hot potato. The Kolb and Valencia interchange was designed through the coalition being the RTA and the city of Tucson, Pima County. There's always renditions, and there's always an A, B, or a C plan. Well, apparently there's a developer who owns the southeast corner of Valencia and Kolb who didn't like the final decision. It's too long to get into now, but in fact there was a 501c4, I believe, political action committee founded in the last election, and I think the purpose was to try to put pressure to get that road to go through his property in a different angle than it's been planned to. But in the end, now there's a lawsuit. Pima County has turned that whole project over to the RTA, but it is going to put some serious time constraints on the finalization of that plan. In fact, I think they're doing the other two sides of Valencia before they're going to get back to Kolb and Valencia because of the developer, Mike Farley's his name's, lawsuit against the county on that issue.
And we'll have the RTA, the new director, Mr. Mogimi, on the program on Friday with us. Let's see if we can get another caller in before we take our first break. Jim, you are up. Go ahead. You are with Supervisor Carroll.
Hi. Good afternoon, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jim.
Kelly, good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, one of my big concerns is substandard housing that is continuing to be allowed to be rented by out-of-town slumlords throughout Tucson, particularly in trailer parks and things like that. Is the county going to do anything about hiring more inspectors so that, you know, these substandard houses are no longer allowed to be rented and leased and rip off the poor people of Pima County anymore?
You know, Jim, it's funny that I got my really teeth cut in politics in Tucson by being appointed to the Tucson Housing Board. I agree that there is substandard housing that's sinful, and the landlords usually are out of state, the real slumlords. And we had a policy that would shut them down, that would be boarded up or tear it down if the tenant wasn't satisfied to the reasonable inspector standards of a complaint. So, Bill and Jim, I promise both of you that I'll look into that. I know we have a housing commission. I know we have neighborhood reinvestment funds, but I'm going to find out about the inspector pool and how they're doing on keeping up with complaints about slumlords. It's not a, you know, the Fair Housing Administration is important. But personally, that's a priority, and I'm glad you brought it to my attention. I've made a note, and I'll look into it and see how we are doing on keeping up with complaints, inspections, and then remedies for bad housing from slumlords. Thanks, Jim.
12:16 on the midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. Supervisor Ray Carroll, 790-2040. Still to come, some upgrades to Keno, and we'll find out what's going on over there. Maybe... paving the way for some spring training action. That's next. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll is our featured guest here on the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 1221, 790-2040. Supervisor Carroll is always ready to take whatever question or comment you might have, so give us a call. What's going on with Keno and the ballpark?
Well, the Keno Stadium right now, Bill, we are going to have a grand opening of the new stadium seating for the soccer.
Oh, it's spring soccer. Training. That's right.
Soccer is becoming the sport of choice for the Pima County's facilities for tournaments and spring training, and it's very exciting for many reasons. We can continue to have baseball there. But soccer, as you know, is a very new and coming centerpiece for young athletes in Arizona and across America. So we're excited to catch that tidal wave of soccer. Greg Foster and FC Tucson are our partners in the collaborative. It's nice to have a public partnership with a private company that's expanding the role of spring training right here in Southern Arizona, but this time for soccer. I'm excited to be part of it. I hope they're successful. And I have begun to watch a little bit of soccer on TV myself and enjoy the game.
Yeah, and there was an op-ed today in the Star about a citizen
football.
Local person. Yeah, football. And leaving football to transition into soccer. That was kind of my experience. After playing quarterback on the freshman high school team, decided maybe soccer would have been a little less impact. It was. I still got a great, had a lot of fun playing soccer. But speaking of football, you're off to Southern Methodist University for your son.
Right. Tomorrow morning on the 8 a.m. flight, my wife Ann and I will be going to watch our first SMU game. It's going to be a homecoming game.
The Mustangs.
The Mustangs. And my son, Carlos Carroll, who was a South Point
star
football
athlete.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah. He was a football player for South Point, and he was all Western region and things like that. But yeah. I can tell you, the kids' article this morning, Mr. Dunn.
Yes.
You know, I want you to know that you let their kids make their own decisions. And Carlos never played football till he was a freshman in high school. I think that says something about his ability as an athlete.
Yeah.
But I will say that I read that article very seriously. I think that that man's entitled to his opinion. But I do think it's always your kids should be able to decide what sport they want to play and get their heart into that sport. I'm not a helicopter parent. I don't tell my kids what sport or what thing to do. But Carlos, I will say, played baseball all through his young years from 5 to graduating from high school, and golf. I happen to think he was better at those two sports than football. but Carlos wanted to pursue football.
That was his dream.
And he's living the dream.
There you go. All right. We'll have fun over in Dallas. Let's go to Christopher on the Buckmaster Show live line. Christopher, you're with Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate it. Ray, question for you. Several weeks ago at the city council meeting, you voted against an initiative by Allie Miller to make the city council meetings available to all of the residents of Pima County via online. I know that the motion was denied and you voted against it. Can I ask you why? What was your reason? What was your rationale for voting that down?
Well, I'm happy to tell you. First off, we do have the board proceedings available on the on channels, on cable. We do have available on our website a way to get the videos. The board meetings are replayed time and time again on cable. But I think what Allie Miller is doing is not abiding by any process and asking the IT department how much is this going to extra cost. How much it's doable. If she'd gone about it, there were four members at the dais that day. Allie Miller kind of threw it on the agenda at the last moment on an addendum. It was kind of a gotcha issue. It was damned if you do, if damned if you don't. But I like to abide by the process of letting the IT director have a say, letting the employees know what's going to be happening as far as how much extra work it's going to cost. But many times with Supervisor Miller, I hope that this corrects over time. Things get on the agenda without any visits to any board members or staff. It would almost appear to be in a grandstand type of an effort rather than trying to get things done. I see politics as the power of persuasive compromise. And I don't know if she'll get three votes to do things that really require a little more statesmanship until that occurs. I am happy to put him on the agenda for a quick access, but I also have to say that it's something that I'm not the guy who's going to design and put it out. In the meantime, though, I see that Ms. Miller has advertised publicly for a broader idea of social media employee and blogger employee. So maybe you'll be able to get full access from her and her website. In my website or on my Facebook, you can always deal with me on a transparent front. If anybody in the district wants a copy of a board meeting, they can call my office at 740-8094, and I'll get them one, Christopher.
All right. We've only got about 2 minutes left. Real quickly, the Pima County board not going along with the cameras, the traffic camera, renewing the contract. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. January of 14, all the cameras, we will not be renewing our contract. We'll be letting that contract expire if the county administrator has his recommendation voted on. So, Bill, I think that's good. I was against the cameras from the beginning. There are no cameras in District 4 or in anywhere in District 4 except in the city of Tucson. But in the jurisdiction of Pima County, there are not. So I'm glad to say that those should be expiring in 1 of 14.
All right. Well, got a minute left. You were probably the first one, I think, that brought to the media attention opposition to Rosemont. I remember you gave me a call way back in, I don't know when, 2006 maybe?
It's been a long fight, Bill, and it's years and years, probably until it ends. But I will tell you this. There are things that Rosemont won't tell you, and the devastation caused by the mine will be permanent. The plans to expand the mining to the western side of the Santa Ritas are intact, and that's their secret plan known to their board members and to their stockholders, but seldom is it divulged to this community. That will currently adversely affect existing jobs. They can pump unlimited amounts of groundwater out of our valley. There is nothing that can stop them in state law, even if it sucks wells for existing residents and businesses in the region dry. And Rosemont, I will say, is a financially weak company. So, Bill, I'm glad that people are continuing to look forward to honesty and transparency in my radio interviews, but especially in the votes I take. If anyone in your audience has a concern or question of my office, they can always call me at 740-8094, and I'll get right back to them. But it's important that I represent the interest of my constituents against sometimes special interest trying to get rich at our expense. And that's why I'm against Rosemont. I'd be happy to explain in great detail any of the other reasons. But I understand some of the Rosemont political wing was pretty upset, Bill, with the Forest Service delay recently. And in fact, Rick Grinnell was using some bad language on the air, and he had to get beeped. Isn't that a shocker?
But not on this station.
Apparently not. It was another station. Well, there's some other talk radio that incited Rick to the degree of profanity.
Oh, boy. Ray Carroll, thanks a lot for being with us. Have fun football weekend over in Dallas.
Go Mustangs.
There you go. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, Bill.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House says President Obama has assured German Chancellor Merkel that the U.S. isn't listening in on her phone calls. A White House spokesman says two leaders spoke by phone earlier today. A White House national security official has been fired for running a Twitter account harshly critical of the Obama administration. One student calls her the nicest teacher anyone could ever have. Students at Danvers High School in Massachusetts say they're stunned by the killing of a 24-year-old math teacher whose body was found in the woods behind the school early today. Authorities have charged a 14-year-old student at the school with murder. Checking Wall Street, heading into the final 30 minutes of today's trading. The Dow is down about 66 points, the NASDAQ is off 26, and the S&P is down 9. More details at srnnews.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Under the glowing glass of brilliant light, experience UA Biosphere 2 Discovery Nights. For the first time ever, premiering the wonders of Biosphere 2 at night with extended hours. Beginning Saturday, September 28th, join us for five straight Saturday nights for an exciting family adventure with activities that promote curiosity and creativity. Receive a free annual pass with nighttime adult admission. Kids 12 and under are free. Limit 2 per adult. Visit b2science.org for more event details.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our Wednesday edition here on KVOI. I am Bill Buckmaster, and I'm wondering, do you eat breakfast every day? Rose, are you shaking your head? You do not. I think you really need to. Well, if you don't, you may be losing a great opportunity to lose weight and be healthier. That is the lead story in the October issue of the Nutrition Reporter newsletter. That's the independent newsletter that reports vitamin, mineral, and food therapies. The publisher of the Nutrition Reporter is Jack Challum, who is the Buckmaster Show contributor on nutrition. Jack is based here in Tucson, but he travels the world talking about nutrition. He's one of America's most trusted health writers. He's a member of the American Society for Nutrition and the best-selling author of more than 20 books. His latest book is titled No More Fatigue, but a little bit later on in the conversation, we'll be talking about one of the earlier books, Jack, The Inflammation Syndrome. First of all, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
I think the last time we were talking with you, we were on the live line because you were up in the great Northwest.
Yeah, you know, my heart is still in Portland, Oregon, where I lived before Tucson. And it's interesting. There's a really strong Portland-Tucson connection.
And that's what Alaska Airlines is hoping to take advantage of, and Tucson International Airport when the new nonstop service begins in early November on Alaska, Tucson to Portland. But you're right. There is certainly a Portland connection. I mean, our streetcars, modern streetcars, are made up in Portland.
They are, and I'm amazed at the number of people I run into around town who spend a lot of time up in Portland. And I know I thrive on contrasts, and
right.
Northwest, Southwest, it is one great contrast.
Talk a little bit about, before we talk about the inflammation syndrome. We were just joking around with Ray Carroll as Ray said goodbye and you said hello. Ray was saying he did not eat breakfast today, but he tries to be healthy. You know, so many people it's gotten so they say they just don't have time for breakfast. But countless studies, I guess, are showing indeed breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
It really is. And you know, Bill, the backstory on this is over the last 30, 40 years, breakfast habits have changed significantly. And people used to have some sort of breakfast, whether it was cereal or bacon and eggs.
Oatmeal.
And I remember in college just noticing and thinking it was totally bizarre to see someone have a soft drink for breakfast. And the caffeine part I could understand, but, you know, the rest of it is for the most part just a sugary solution.
And put a donut with that.
And you know, you've got what doctors would call a glucose tolerance test. And when you have that kind of high sugar breakfast, you're going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see it in your performance at work. You'll see it across the board with whatever you're trying to do. It's the old adage, what goes up must come down. And in that respect, it's blood sugar. And when blood sugar crashes, our energy just goes out the window. Our concentration really disintegrates.
And three new studies show that the simple act of regularly eating breakfast may actually lower your risk for being overweight, contracting diabetes and heart disease.
Yeah, and these are just the latest in a string of studies showing the benefits of breakfast. One of them, conducted in Israel, focused on 93 women who were either overweight or obese, and they were put on low-calorie diets for 12 weeks. Now, the diets were a little bit different. Some of the women had most of the calories at breakfast. Others had most of the calories at dinner. And what happened? The women who had more calories at breakfast lost an average of 18 pounds, 3 inches from their waist. Mm. The women who ate the bigger dinners as opposed to bigger breakfasts, they lost only 7 pounds and an inch and a half from their waist. Mm. I mean, you know, they all benefited from being on a low-calorie diet, but the women who had the bigger breakfast did much, much better.
Why do you think that is? It's just maybe resetting the time, resetting our clock?
Yeah, that's what one of the researchers suggested. And I think that's part of the answer. But part of it is when you have a good, solid breakfast, it stabilizes your blood sugar. You're less hungry the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. So you'll eat a smaller lunch and a smaller dinner. In the end, fewer calories and less weight.
Jack Chalom is with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. Also, you know, after dinner, well, a lot of folks kind of, well, they don't move around as much. Perhaps they eat dinner and then go right to bed. And after breakfast, you have a tendency to obviously start the day and you start moving around. Maybe that has something to do with the weight loss, too.
I'm sure that does also. And really just think about, you know, you want to start the day with a sprint. Mm-hmm. And I tend to favor a higher protein breakfast. It could be some protein-rich cereal grains. I lean toward the gluten-free type. It could be a couple of eggs. I lean toward poached because, you know, mm-hmm. there's less risk of other things being added to them. But, you know, I've got no problem with bacon and eggs. Where people get in trouble is with the toast and jam.
Yeah, maybe that's one of the reasons fewer people eat breakfast is all the publicity that came out years ago. It's been quite a few years now about how eggs are bad for you. A question that came in, the caller did not have time to stick around to ask it over the air, so I will ask it. Has Jack noticed a connection between inflammation and fatigue?
Oh, yeah, and this is something I discussed to some extent in both the latest edition of the Inflammation Syndrome and No More Fatigue. And what happens is when you're in an inflamed state, you know, if you're arthritic, if you have coronary artery disease, your body is producing these compounds that really promote inflammation. But one of the consequences of these chemicals is they make you feel tired. Mm-hmm. The technical term is acute phase proteins. And they just kind of like wipe you out. You just want to take a nap on the couch.
790-2040, 790-2040. When we come back, we will get a little more into the inflammation syndrome and some other highlights from Jack's new edition, the October edition of The Nutrition Reporter, when we continue on the Wednesday edition of The Buckmaster Show.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife.
The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time-clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Jack Chalom is with us, the nutrition reporter. We're talking about the importance of eating breakfast, new research. Really, it's essential if you want to lose weight and prevent disease, so make sure you have a good breakfast and not just skip it. Or if you're going to do a breakfast, Jack, try to avoid the sugary drinks. As Rose just pointed out, avoid your nachos. Nachos, a sugary drink, and how about a big donut or these donuts they have now back east? I guess in New York, people waiting hours for this combination of a donut and a bagel. Yeah, sounds pretty good, huh, Rose? No. Jack, let's talk a little bit more about the inflammation syndrome. What are some ways that you can cut down on inflammation in your body?
Well, in terms of diet, a lot more veggies. Doesn't mean you have to be a vegetarian, but, you know, at least half your plate should be veggies and potatoes should not be one of those veggies. So, you know, any kind of greens, you know.
How about sushi?
Sushi is great because most
California roll maybe with the carrots, the avocado.
Yeah.
So I really like sushi. Yeah.
I love sushi. You know, salmon is just loaded with these good omega-3 fats that we've talked a lot about on the show.
Mm-hmm.
They have a very strong anti-inflammatory effect. So one way to think about dinner is just pan frying a salmon fillet and a little bit of olive oil. The olive oil is also anti-inflammatory. And just, you know, add two different kinds of veggies.
How about potatoes? Are they necessarily bad for you?
You know, if your weight's normal and your blood sugar is normal, potatoes aren't a problem. But if you're overweight and you've got blood sugar problems, potatoes have an effect on blood sugar that's worse than an ice cream cone.
Mm. All right, 790-2040, 790-2040 for Jack Chalam, another caller who did not want to go on the air but wants to ask Jack, why are bananas being vilified? Are they really that bad for you?
Well, again, the issue is if you're overweight or if you've got problems with your blood sugar, bananas are what we call a very high glycemic fruit. And, you know, there's this sort of backstory that bananas are rich in potassium, but all fruits and veggies are rich in potassium. And so I suspect that the, you know, pro-banana group started with the banana industry to get people eating more bananas. You know, again, if your health is good, weight and blood sugar are good, don't worry about bananas. But if you tend toward having some issues, substitute something else, maybe a Honeycrisp apple or something of that sort.
So the potassium stuff is just Chiquita banana propaganda.
Exactly. All fruits and veggies are rich in potassium.
Yeah. All right, 790-2040 for the Buckmaster Show. Dan is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, Dan. You're with Jack.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh. I have heard doctors, which one of my boys is one, discuss that a lot of this dietary systems are proven only by trial and error, and that we don't really understand cellular chemistry as such. Can you tell me if a lot of this is just theoretical or tried out by trial and error? How does your business work?
Well, I think there's a huge amount of science behind it, and most of it comes out of what is really nutritional biochemistry. And we're learning more every day, but the scientific foundation is rock solid. And, you know, we have about 40 essential nutrients. You know, these have been known for decades to be essential, some of them going back a century. In fact, I think it was about 100 years ago that the first vitamins were discovered. I think you can be confident in the scientific foundation. Where there's controversy is you have a lot of different opinions in terms of what the research means.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the high protein versus the high carb groups. You've got those who like saturated fats. You've got those who dislike them. So a lot of people are interpreting the research in different ways, which really ends up confusing a lot of people.
And I will say one of the nice things, one of the things that we can really trust in Jack's Nutrition Reporter, you really do reference. You don't just say why eating breakfast is essential and then you don't reference, but just everything in the Nutrition Reporter, you have the reference to the where the study comes from.
Yeah, and I've got a year's worth of back issues up on my website, nutritionreporter.com, that are free for the download. They're all PDFs, so you can open up the files on any kind of computer.
You know, one of your items, and of course this is research, just like all of your items in the Nutrition Reporter, this one came from, well, I guess it was to do with coffee, and there was a Mayo Clinic proceeding, and this one caught my eye, that drinking large amounts of coffee, Rose, listen very carefully, may boost the risk of death. What is that about? Too much coffee is not good for you.
Yeah, this was an interesting study, and what the researchers zeroed in on was that people under age 55 who consumed four or more cups of coffee a day.
I know people who do that.
Were more likely to die from any cause. Mm. Now, what the researcher didn't say in the paper, so I emailed her and I said, how do you define a cup of coffee? And she said, well, 4 to 6 ounces. Well, your typical Starbucks is 12 or 16
yeah.
and sometimes 20 ounces.
Yeah.
So if the finding is correct, that, you know, drinking Starbucks would really up your risk
mm-hmm.
because one cup would be the equivalent of 3 or 4 cups a day.
And there was just recent story about coffee consumption linked to a lower risk of type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, and that has been fairly consistent in the research. And I suspect the coffee, at least in moderation, helps the liver do its job in terms of helping to regulate blood sugar.
All right, Jack Challum with us, the Nutrition Reporter, 790-2040, 790-2040. We talk a lot on this program with you, Jack, about low levels of vitamin D, and I have many people who say, well, they don't know what their vitamin D level is. It is something that I guess when you're having a workup, for the blood workup, you have to specifically ask the doctor to run that because it's not part of the normal panel that they do.
That's right, and most doctors are very happy to add a vitamin D test. It's really the same blood draw, so they're not really taking any extra blood from you or poking you with another needle. And really, the numbers to strive for in terms of the test result is about 45 to 60. And if you're below 30, I would consider you deficient. And it's difficult, even in southern Arizona,
yes,
to maintain normal vitamin D levels in the summer. And part of that is we're just dodging, you know, from one air-conditioned space to another.
Trying to avoid any sun exposure. And that might be a mistake, I guess, a little sun exposure daily is good for you, right?
Yeah, and you really don't need more than 10 minutes yeah. a day, which is not enough for most people to cause a burn.
Jack Challum with us. We've been talking about breakfast. We've been talking about coffee, low vitamin D. We've been talking about the inflammation syndrome, which is one of Jack's books. Is there a revised edition of that?
Yeah, I updated the book in 2010, and if someone's on Amazon, this is the edition with the picture of fruit on the cover. I included a lot of new information. In a lot of ways, I started the whole ball rolling in terms of consumer books with the first edition about 10 years ago.
Jack Challum, also a fine photographer. What's the website for the photography?
Jackchallum.com/photography.
It's C-H-A-L-L.
EM.
So folks can check that out. Jack, thank you very much. And one of the places I know you love to photograph, not only the Pacific Northwest, but in Arizona, and you love New Mexico as much as I do as well.
I do.
And that leads me into one of our fine sponsors, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. We send lots of Buckmaster Show listeners from the Tucson area over to Silver City because it's so easy. I mean, three and a half hours.
It's
east.
An easy drive. Yeah. And we live in such a beautiful part of the country, Bill, Arizona and New Mexico.
And that's the Silver City area, as you know, Jack, backs up to one of the really, it was one of the first, I believe, national wildernesses, the Gila National Wilderness. And right now, with the autumn foliage at its peak, it would make a great getaway to go over to Silver City. Lots of places to stay, including Fayetteville Hot Springs, Georgetown Cabins, and Silver City KOA. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of the great places to stay and visit in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan, better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial needs. Jack, you enjoyed a nice cool bottle there of Culligan.
Oh, yeah. I grab one every time I come into the studio.
All of the in-studio guests here on the Buckmaster Show provided with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show from 3 to 5 right here on KVOI. Then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 tomorrow morning. We'll be back with the Buckmaster Show tomorrow. Some of our featured guests will be talking with Fletcher McCusker about his latest venture, which is Symphonia Healthcare. We'll find out about that tomorrow with Fletcher on the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.